All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, absolute bollocks, by the way. Arteta keeping Odegaard just to mentor a 15-year-old? That's the daftest PR spin I've heard all week. Odegaard's their best playmaker and captain. This mentorship line is just a cover to stop fans kicking off if they cash in for big money this summer.
Whoa. Hold on. That's not how it works, mate. If you look at the numbers around teenage midfielders breaking into top six sides, those with an established positional mentor have way better first-team retention rates, right? We've seen that play out dozens of times over the last few seasons.
Oh, come off it. You don't have a leg to stand on here. Look, Bayern are sniffing around hard, yeah? It is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say not normal at all, blowing up over this rumor that they're going to table a monster bid. If that number hits what Arsenal's board wants, they're taking it, no question. Mentorship can wait when you're looking at that kind of cash.
You're telling me Arteta's going to throw away 3 years of building a culture just for a quick transfer profit? I mean, that classic don't get rid of your driving instructor before you've even passed your theory test logic applies here. Yeah, you don't sell your best playmaker, your captain, the guy who's perfect to teach this kid when the kid's only just started getting first team minutes. Plus, reports out of China earlier today came out saying Odegaard's recent injury issues are all impact related. No underlying fitness problems. So he's not a long-term risk either.
Oh, please, we've seen this movie before. Remember when they kept Ozil around to supposedly mentor Saka? We all saw how that ended, didn't we? And if they end up signing Rodgers from Villa? That's Doman's central spot gone anyway, isn't it? This is all bollocks. They're just floating this mentorship line to drive up Odegaard's asking price. I mean, you lot all ripped into me for saying the exact same thing on our January transfer window wrap pod. Called me a tinfoil hat weirdo for suggesting Arsenal would even entertain offers for him. I said this back in January when the first Odegaard to Bayern rumors popped up, and I'm still saying it now.
The numbers say you're wrong. By the way, Dumont's output in his cameos this season is already better than Rodgers has been all season. Arteta's not going to bench a homegrown prodigy with that kind of upside for a £40 million signing from Villa. You're just being cynical for clicks, mate. Come on.
All right, bet's on then. If Odegaard's still at Arsenal come September 2nd, I'll wear an Arsenal away shirt to the pub for the entire North London derby. If he's gone, you have to delete all your fake Source at Carrington group chat screenshots and never mention him again. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.